إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. أيها المسلمون، Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in His noble Qur'an, He has struck the most beautiful parable and beneficial example, clarifying the difference between those who are upright and guided upon knowledge and light from those who are deviant and misguided, wandering in the darkness of deviation and misguidance and ignorance. Great clarification in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah, He mentioned in His book, أَوَمَنْ كَانَ مَيْتًا فَأَحْيَيْنَاهُ وَجَعَلْنَا لَهُ نُورًا يَمْشِي بِهِ فِي النَّاسِ كَمَنْ مَثَلُهُ فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ لَيْسَ بِخَارِجٍ مِنْهَا كَذَلِكَ زُيِّنَ لِلْكَافِرِينَ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned in this noble verse, is the one who was dead and we brought him to life and granted him a light in which he walks amongst men, similar or like the one who is engulfed in darkness, never able to exit. And in this manner, it has been made fair-seeming to the disbelievers the deeds that they used to do. No doubt these two, they are not the same. The one who is upon knowledge and sincere faith, and the one who is striving against his soul to implement that knowledge in his life daily. No doubt he is not like the one who is misguided, the one who is upon ignorance and following his whims and desires. They are not equal, not whatsoever. Rather, the one who is guided, the one who has knowledge, and the one who has light, he's walking amongst mankind with insight. He's able to identify and know that which is truth, and clarify that from the falsehood, and know that which is beneficial, and identify that from that which is harmful. He's not the same like the one who is lost, and he's not able to see, and he's wandering in the darkness of desires and whims. He's wandering in the darkness of ignorance and innovation, finding his own way and fending for his own self without guidance nor help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No doubt they are not equal. So from the benefits of this verse is that the true life lies in guidance and knowledge that was revealed to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the application of that. And those who are void of that knowledge or deficient in that, then their life likewise will be deficient accordingly, and they will be lost like animals, wadiyadu billah, and in the hereafter they will be ultimate losers. As for those who walk in this life upon light, the light of sincere faith, and they apply that in their life, and their manners, and their conduct, and they comply to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, performing the obligations and avoiding the prohibitions, hoping for the reward of Allah and fearing His punishment, then they will have a good life in this life, a good life in the grave, and likewise in the hereafter. So therefore, it's of utmost importance to strive to learn the guidance of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and show concern for that, to have time and money for that, and love and concern to learn and to sit in the gatherings of knowledge and to seek knowledge in the proper manner from the proper sources, little by little, until a person he has light and his faith grows and he's strong and firm upon obedience to Allah in public and in private. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is the grace of Allah Azza wa Jal. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from His grace to guide us to the straight path and to make us firm upon His deen until we meet Him. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, a similar example has been struck in the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and it has been narrated by Al-Bukhari from the hadith of Abi Musa radiyallahu anhu, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, مَثَلُ الَّذِي يَذْكُرُ رَبَّهُ وَالَّذِي لَا يَذْكُرُ مَثَلُ الْحَيِّ وَالْمَيِّتِ. The parable of the one who remembers his Lord and the one who does not remember is that of the living and the dead. Is that of the living and the dead, meaning the difference between the two is the difference of life and death. The one who remembers Allah, remembers the greatness and the majesty of Allah, and the bounties and the favors of Allah, and remembers the commandments of Allah, and he strives to implement them upon that remembrance, hoping for the reward of Allah, and fearing the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's alive. He's truly alive. And the one who does not remember Allah in this manner, or he's weak and deficient in that affair, then it's as if he's dead, according to the deficiency of that remembrance and the application of that remembrance. Likewise in Sahih Muslim, from the same narration, another wording, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned, مَثَلُ الْبَيْتِ الَّذِي يُذْكَرُ اللَّهُ فِيهِ وَالْبَيْتِ الَّذِي لَا يُذْكَرُ اللَّهُ فِيهِ مَثَلُ الْحَيِّ وَالْمَيِّتِ. The parable and the example of the home that Allah is mentioned in and the home that Allah is not mentioned in is that of the living and the dead. So likewise, not only the hearts that come to life, but likewise the homes and the households, the families that come to life by the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the remembrance of Allah azza wa jal with the tongue and with the heart, and likewise in application and compliance to the commandments and the prohibitions. This is the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that will benefit al-dhikr al-nafi'. Al-dhikr al-nafi', the beneficial remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It will be by remembering His beautiful names and His lofty attributes of perfection subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that Allah alone is the true God who is worthy of worship. It's been connected by Al-Bukhari and Muslim. From the hadith of Abu Hurayrah radiallahu anhu, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, إِنَّ لِلَّهِ تِسْعَةً وَتِسْعِينَ إِسْمًا مِئَةً إِلَى وَحِدًا مَنْ أَحْصَاهَا دَقَرَ الْجَنَّةِ. That indeed Allah, He has 99 names, 100 minus 1. Whoever learns them and memorizes them and understands what they mean and complies to that which that requires and necessitates, he will enter paradise. And complies to that which that requires and necessitates, he will enter paradise. Man ahsaha dakhala al-jannah. Whoever makes al-ihsa, then he will enter paradise. The people of knowledge, they mention man ta'allamaha wa hafidhaha wa tafaqaha fi ma'aniha. وَعَمِلَ بِمُقْتَضَاهَا دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ. The one who learns them and he comprehends them and he strives to gain an understanding of their meanings, and he learns likewise what they require and necessitate, memorizing them and applying that in his life, complying to what they require and necessitate, then he will enter paradise. So by remembering Allah and remembering His beautiful names and lofty attributes of perfection, this is from the means to enter paradise. This is from the means of it to enter paradise. But likewise, to remember Allah means to remember the favors and the blessings of Allah. To remember Allah means to remember the favors and the blessings of Allah. And from the greatest means of success in this life and the hereafter, goodness and happiness and joy in this life and the hereafter, is to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the manner prescribed and legislated. In the manner prescribed and legislated, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned in His book, فَذْكُرُوا أَلَىٰ أَلَّهِ لَعْلَكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. You must remember the favors of Allah and the bounties of Allah in order for you to be successful. So al-falah, success and true happiness and joy lies in remembering the favors of Allah and the blessings of Allah, and striving to show thanks and to be appreciative, striving to be a slave that is humble, showing great appreciation, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was. He mentioned sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَفَلَا أَكُونَ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا. Should I not be a thankful and appreciative slave? And for the favors and the bounties and the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, to remember Allah, it means to remember the commands of Allah and the prohibitions of Allah. And this is from the greatest remembrance. To remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to remember His beautiful names and lofty attributes of perfection, and to remember that His life is perfect, and that His hearing is perfect, and seeing is perfect, and that His knowledge is complete, and He can see you and hear you wherever you may be, and He knows what you're doing in every circumstance that you're in. And likewise, remembering the favors and the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then remembering the commandments of Allah azza wa jal. Then remembering the commandments of Allah azza wa jal, the obligations and the prohibitions, and then remembering Allah upon that remembrance and applying them and complying to those commandments. And during the application of those commandments, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and hoping for His reward, hoping for His mercy, hoping that the action will be accepted, hoping that the deed is good and pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not performing the action heedlessly, Many, they remember the commands of Allah and they establish some of the obligation, yet they're heedless during that. And they remember nothing but the worldly life. And they do not remember Allah except for a little, even during the greatest actions of worship, like the five daily prayers. So to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to remember His commandments, to remember the obligations, and to remember the prohibitions, and to benefit from that remembrance and to comply to them, hoping for the reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and leaving and avoiding and staying away from the prohibitions, fearing the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fearing the accountability before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this manner, the remembrance will be beneficial and the heart will come to life. And whenever a person he comes to life, he will be beneficial for himself and for others. And he will start working on his family and his home will come to life. And he will remember Allah in his house and his home and in his market and wherever he may be, and he will benefit others. And the most beloved people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are those that are most beneficial to his creation. So to come to life, to come to life by seeking knowledge and learning, learning the tawheed of Allah, learning the proper creed and belief in the aqidah and about the affairs that lead to the pleasure of Allah, the obligations and the prohibitions, and likewise that which leads to the anger of Allah, with sincere faith, believing in Allah in the last day, believing in the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his laws and legal ways, seeking knowledge in this manner to implement that knowledge, it will be a great benefit for this person in this life. And he will come alive and he will have a good life by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Azza wa Jal, he mentioned in his book, أَلَّا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ, that indeed at the remembrance of Allah do the hearts find tranquility and peace. At the remembrance of Allah, as has preceded, remembering the greatness of Allah and the majesty of Allah and the authority and command of Allah, and remembering the great attributes of Allah, that He's perfect and His life is perfect and He never dies, and He's powerful and strong and never weak, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that He's worthy of worship alone, that He accepts the good deeds from His slave and He's pleased with the righteous whenever they seek His pleasure in obedience and submission, and that He is quick to take retribution from those who violate His commandments and show no respect for His prohibition, subhanahu wa ta'ala. This type of remembrance will bring a person to life, and he will stop living the animalistic life, and he will live the true life, the life of sincere faith and obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he will find contentment and ease, and he will be able to face the challenges of life, the ups and downs, the good times and the bad times, with sincere faith and with knowledge and light. And whenever he has prosperity, and whenever he has wealth and health and well-being, he will be able to show thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and know that that's a favor from Allah and a test in the trial. And he will strive against his soul to use those favors to establish his deen and the pleasure of Allah, an application of the religion and the limits of Allah. And he will strive against his soul, the utmost striving, to never use those favors and bounties in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has knowledge and light. He has a good life. He's striving. He's striving upon insight and understanding in the religion. And likewise, whenever there are trials and tribulations, adversities and hardships, he will know how to deal with them. He will face them with nobility and honor, and he will face them with sincere faith and humbleness before the command of Allah, and he will submit to the decree of Allah and accept that. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentioned in his book, وَمَنْ يُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ يَهْدِ قَلْبًا, and whoever believes in Allah, then he will guide his heart. Then Allah will guide his heart. Al-Qama, he mentioned, rahimahullahu ta'ala, هُوَ الرَّجُلُ تُصِيبُهُ الْمُصِيبَةِ فَيَعْلَمُ أَنَّهَا مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى فَيَسْتَسْلِمْ وَيَرْضَى فَيَسْتَسْلِمْ وَيَرْضَى. The interpretation of this verse is about a man, he is afflicted by a calamity. A man who has been afflicted by a calamity, and he knows that it's from the decree of Allah, and he will surrender and be pleased with that. And in this manner, his heart will be guided. In this manner, his heart will be guided. So the true life lies in the remembrance of Allah and the obedience of Allah and complying to the command of Allah and sincere submission. And sincere submission inwardly and outwardly. And this is the true reality of Al-Islam, the Islam that was revealed to all of the prophets and messengers, alayhim as-salatu was-salam. Al-istislamu lillahi bit-tawheed, wal-inqiyadu lahu bit-ta'a, wal-bara'atu min ash-shirki wa ahlihi. Aqulu ma tasma'un, astaghfirullaha li wa lakum fastaghfiruhu, innahu huwa al-ghafuru rahim. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد, الله سبحانه وتعالى, he mentioned in his book, calling the believers by the name of faith, يا أيها الذين آمنوا استجيبوا لله وللرسول إذا دعاكم لما يحييكم. Oh you who believe in Allah in the last day. Oh you who believe in the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his sunnah and his laws and legal ways. استجيبوا لله وللرسول إذا دعاكم لما يحييكم. استجيبوا لله وللرسول إذا دعاكم لما يحييكم. Respond to the call of Allah and the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam whenever they call you to that which will give you life. Whenever they call you to that which will give you life, the true life, it lies in responding to the call of Allah. Wallahu yad'u ila dar as-salam wa yahdi man yasha'u ila siratin mustaqim. And Allah, He calls to the abode of peace and the abode of happiness and joy, yet He guides whom He wills, subhanahu wa ta'ala, to the straight path. Allah, He calls to all that which is good and all that which is life and all that which is beneficial, and He forbids from all that which is evil. And likewise, by His permission, the call of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So by responding to Allah and the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in that which they called and that which they order, at the head of that establishing the obligations and avoiding entirely the prohibitions. And the greatest obligation is the tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He should be worshipped alone with no partners in every aspect, inwardly and outwardly, beginning with love, sincerity, and making it purity for the sake of Allah, and preferring the love of Allah and the command of Allah over the love of the soul and the command of the soul, over the love of the soul and the command of the soul. And likewise with hope, sincere hope, hoping for the reward of Allah and the help of Allah and the aid of Allah and the guidance of Allah, and fear, fearing Allah and fearing being abandoned and left to one's desires, to wander in the darkness of desires and misguidance. Love, hope, and fear, this is from the greatest obligations that must be established, that Allah, He calls to love Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and more than one, He loves anything in this life and everything that Allah, He calls to in His book, and likewise His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, He calls to in the authentic sunnah, is nothing but goodness and pure life. All of it, that which is major and minor, every major affair, every minor affair that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam calls to, it's all life. And in the application of that, you will come to life. And the true life, it lies in responding to this call. And according to how one, he responds to the call of Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, would determine the type of life that he will have, and how good he will live, and the sincere faith that he will have, and the sweetness and delight that he will enjoy in this life and in the grave and in the hereafter. It lies in responding to Allah. It lies in responding to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And likewise, the ability to distinguish between that which is beneficial and good, and that which is harmful and evil, and that which is guidance and light, and that which is misguidance and darkness, and that which is proper and sound from that which is foul and wicked. It lies in responding to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and responding to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And whenever one, he is sincere, then he will be granted a furqan. إِن تَتَّقُوا اللَّهَ يَجَعَلْ لَكُمْ فُرْقَانًا. And if you fear Allah, then Allah, He will grant you a criterion, great knowledge and insight, light. You will be able to see, you will be able to understand, you will be able to know and have certainty the realities of this life and the meeting of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the truthfulness and honesty of the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. By responding to Allah in public and in private, by responding to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in public and in private, and complying to the commandments with humbleness and submission. This is the true reality of Al-Islam. In this manner, a person, he will come to life, he will have a life that is good. Allah will favor him, Allah will bless him, Allah will aid him, Allah will facilitate for him, Allah will take his soul in the best manner. And in the hereafter, he will have nothing but joy and happiness. But whenever a person, he falls short and responding to the call of Allah and His Messenger, then likewise the light, it dims in the heart, and the ability to determine and to distinguish, and the furqan becomes weak, and he many times will advance over that which will bring his own destruction, and he'll be pleased at that which is displeasing to his Lord, and he'll be tried by his whims and desires. وَكَذَلِكَ زُوِّنَا لِلْكَافِرِينَ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. In this manner, those who disbelieve, their deeds were made fair seeming to them. فَلَمَّا زَاغُوا أَزَاغَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ. And whenever they deviated, Allah, He caused their hearts to deviate. So to respond is the means of life and success and happiness and joy, and the ability to see in this life and deal with the challenges and the waves that we're facing in this life, the ups and downs. And by rejecting that call and turning away from faith and disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person is exposing himself to great dangers. Great dangers of being lost, and the light of faith being stripped from him or becoming dim until he'll prefer that which will harm him over that which is beneficial, and he will not be able to see clearly. And he will be deceived by this life and overcome by the glitter of this world until his soul is taken in that manner. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ فَلَمَّا نَسُوا مَا ذُكِرُوا بِهِ فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبْوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ حَتَّى إِذَا فَرِحُوا بِمَا أُوتُوا أَخَذْنَاهُمْ بَغْتَةً فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْلِسُونَ. It's a great threat in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for opposing his command and showing preference to this life. Wallahi, you must read. We must read the book of Allah and ponder over the likes of these verses. Very good. This life is dangerous. This life is delightful. But the best delight in this life is the remembrance of Allah and the compliance to Allah and responding to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and all of the other delights that are contrary to that or not in the means to establish that. They're short-lived and they're followed with bitterness. And it's a deception and a brief enjoyment that does not last. اللهم اهدنا إليك صراطا مستقيما اللهم اهدنا إليك صراطا مستقيما اللهم اهدنا إليك صراطا مستقيما اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان اللهم اجعلنا من الراشدين وتوفنا مسلمين والحقنا بالصالحين غير خزايا ولا مفتونين اللهم يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك اللهم يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك اللهم يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم